Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Doolittle got the save for the Nationals yesterday. Four out variety. Came on for a left-on-left matchup with Michael Brantley and then stayed on in the ninth inning to finish the job. You'll hear the interview done with him on the field at the very end of the game yesterday in just a moment. You are locked into Grant and Danny. We are live in Houston, brought to you by your DC BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Big thanks to Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, and the powers that be for allowing me to sully their broadcast yesterday when the game ended. Here was Sean Doolittle on the field. Yeah, I'm with Sean. Four outs of relief, including the save. At one point in this season, you're back from the injured list, rebuilding your mechanics, lower leverage spots. You just got to save in a World Series. Have you thought about how this year's gone for you?
Yeah, I think about it every day, man, and I think it's that kind of perspective that's allowed me to enjoy this run that we've been on. And it's not a cliche. I really mean it when I say that I'm so grateful to be a part of this team and to be a part of this run, to be back pitching meaningful innings here in the postseason, in the World Series. Are you kidding me? This is awesome. So I'm very lucky.
You come on, you get to fly out left on left with Brantley, and then you start the clean inning in the ninth. How'd you keep the heartbeat slow?
Oh, man, focus on my breathing a lot. Try to slow things down. I don't know, man. Once I got out there, it was kind of business as usual. I was expecting some nerves, so when they didn't come on as strong, I was able to take some deep breaths and kind of settle into a rhythm. I wanted to attack the zone. I fell behind Gurriel, but I was able to make some pitches. And shout out to the other guys, to Max for staying in the fight, grinding it out after a tough first one. Corbin, Rainey, and Huddy, man, bend but don't break, man. They were doing everything they could to make their move right there, and those guys deserve the save as much as I do.
Last one, you guys are up 1-0. You came here looking for a split. Now you got a chance to win two games with Strasburg on the mound tomorrow. So much for that layoff being a problem.
Hey, the guys came out. They came out good. Zim's homer, and then Soto's homer. I think it reminded ourselves it checked them on the other side that hey, we belong to be here. We belong here, and that we've been saying it all week. That rest was good for us, us old guys, to get a few days off and kind of catch our breath a little bit.
Not bad for a bunch of old guys to be up in the World Series. Thank you.
Thank you.
You heard it. That was the perfect perspective. Hey, I love that guy. I'm just such a Sean Doolittle mark. I'm a fan. We just want to hang out and eat some cool sandwiches together and talk about Star Wars. I just figure, like, after the game, he's like talking about the Star Wars trailer with anyone who will listen and how grateful he is to be part of this thing. He's again, on brand with this club and how together they certainly are. And I thought your question was perfect about where he was just a couple months ago. And you and I are going, when can you use him? How do you use him? How do you build him back up but also give him enough rest?
Well,
that balance. And here he was getting four huge outs. Biggest one, though, by the way, is on Brantley.
Yeah, left on left with the tying run in second.
Line drive to left field. Nice play by Soto to make that catch. Not an easy play, by the way, with the left-handed kind of side spin headed towards the line. Had a great route on it, made a nice play. And then that was it, man. He locked down the ninth.
It's just amazing that, you know, with respect to Sean Doolittle, we were talking about how do you avoid going to him? Now, how do you not throw him in a big spot? But for much of this year, he was the only guy in that bullpen. And then last night, he became the last guy standing again. We'll get into the bullpen decisions from Davey Martinez. A couple of really good ones. One that was very curious that didn't work. That's a big discussion that needs to be had today, and we will do that. But people have been waiting patiently, so let's get back to the phones. Lou is in D.C., wants to talk about the Nats being up 1-0. In the World Series.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, look, I think you got to put this in perspective. We go out, beat them at home with their ace. I mean, a pitcher who hasn't lost since May. I think they took his heart. When Zimmerman knocked that home run and Solo knocked that home, they took his heart. He was done after that.
Appreciate the call. You know, I don't necessarily buy that he was done. I've heard a couple people say that on some of the other shows, even dating back to last night when I jumped on with Chris Russell, that you know Gerrit Cole was knocked out of the game after the home runs. You know, I'm not really a believer in that. I think he made some really good pitches and got some really good hitters out after that. And then he made some decent pitches that some great hitters made him pay for after
he
that.
He faced the minimum over the next two innings. Now, there was a base hit there, but he got a double play ball promptly from that same Ryan Zimmerman. And then I believe had two strikeouts in the seventh and got a lazy fly ball to right field off the bat of Adam Eaton. I mean, he looked as good as ever after those couple innings. So, I mean, I understand the point that you knock to me, the huge point is you hit the guy that was unhittable.
Correct.
You scored off him. I don't know that Gerrit Cole now won't be able to lift his arm up in a couple days and is all depressed, moping around his apartment.
Yeah, he'll probably expect to go out there and strike out 14 and 8-1 run innings the next time he throws. I don't know if psychoanalysis is the right word, but if you wanted to like analyze and try to make sense of what this means going forward from a psychological standpoint, if you're the Astros, you were at home, you had Cole on the mound against a team that hadn't played in a full week. I mean, everything lined up for you and you're down 1-0. I think that has more of a chance to linger than Gerrit Cole giving up a couple solo shots on pitches that weren't that poorly thrown.
We had our ace and a lead, and Max Scherzer didn't have his ace stuff, and we didn't win that game.
Mike's in Potomac on G&D. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. That was one of the most memorable games I've ever seen, and I just wanted to echo something that Tim Kurchin said on local news last night, that he couldn't understand why the Nats were such big underdogs because they had such spectacular pitching, and he said that destiny was in play here. And I think he's right. This is the perfect team for this situation. It was electrifying to watch. It was the most exciting game I've seen in a while. And I think destiny's on our side. And I just have a question for you. You mentioned interacting with Paulo last night. Is he on the World Series roster? Is he eligible to play? Because I'd sure like to see him get in there.
Yes, he is on the roster. He is eligible. He did get one at bat in the League Championship Series. Thanks for the call. Hopefully he will get an opportunity at Nats Park, if for no other reason than we can see a World Series baby shark celebration from 40,000 strong. Andre's in Manassas on line 6. Dre, thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm watching this game last night, and it felt like I was watching a heavyweight, you know, boxing match. And it felt like, you know, everybody went in there with the game plan until they got hit in the face, and everybody got hit in the face last night. And it looks like it felt like the Nats were the one team that was, well, both teams made adjustments, but at the end of the day, it looks like the Nats just made enough adjustments to outlast them. I'm not going to say that, you know, all is lost and we're going to win this championship, but I will say that, you know, the Houston gave us their best shot, and I got to believe, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me if tonight these guys show up tight a little bit because or start to press because they realize that you know they lost this one yesterday. But yeah, it felt like a heavyweight fight last night.
I think that's a good comp, honestly, where, you know, the Nats are ahead early, quote unquote, on everybody's card, and here come the Astros furiously trying to come back, and the Nats did just enough. I mean, you get the sense that if that game had another couple innings, the Astros probably would have won it, right? Just they had the momentum, they'd been chipping away, but, you know, it was just enough for the Nats with that lead they acquired.
Appreciate the call. I think they've got a championship mentality and acumen. I respect them too much to think that they're going to somehow, you know, be mentally askew at this point. But if they lose game two, they're in a little bit of trouble, just like the Cardinals were. I mean, think about if shoes on the other foot. If game one and two was in D.C. and the Nats were heading to Houston down 0-2, I think the feeling in town would be, oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We blew it. You know, this was fun while it lasted. So all the pressure in the world is on the Astros tonight. Now, the good thing about that is you got Justin Verlander pitching.
That helps.
But you can't lose this game. I mean, you have to win and get a split before you go on the road for three. Tom's in Manassas on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Love the pregame broadcast yesterday. It was awesome.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I'm firmly convinced Juan Soto can start at running back for the Skins tomorrow night. But Grant, just to answer your question, what do we remember from this game other than Juan? They beat Gerrit Cole. Earlier, somebody called in about Kurt Suzuki. Not only was he a vacuum, he had a huge leadoff walk in that inning to get going.
True.
It's poetic for Ryan Zimmerman to get the home run and flashing the leather at first base, which was awesome. Whew.
That one pick he had on the Trey Turner play.
Plays I think he made that were really good. The pick was awesome, right? The pick was great. The other play, though, we played the highlight. When they got out of the two-on jam against Altuve.
The Altuve squibber.
The 3-1 putout. Not to throw anybody under the bus, but I don't know if Matt Adams is at first or Howie Kendrick is at first. They probably both make that play, but I'm not comfortable at all.
Well, Zim made it smooth. I mean, the thing that he's done his entire career is make difficult things look very easy. That's what gifted athletes do. That's what world-class baseball players are able to do. That's, you know, a ball that's corkscrewing like that. He just kind of, you know, it's like he's doing pregame fielding practice and he's just flipping it to some coach. I mean, it looks so easy for him.
The Nats World Series run and Red October is on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland or online at PVI.com today. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got a couple lines open. We're getting to the calls as they come in. 800-636-1067. Next, let's get into Davey Martinez's bullpen decisions. He made a couple real gutsy calls to go to the starter, Patrick Corbin, and his closer, Daniel Hudson, in the seventh inning. But he also went to Tanner Rainey at one point. A little mixed bag for him last evening. We'll discuss it.
No offseason, not at the St. James anyway. The DMV's hottest destination for sports, wellness, and active entertainment. The St. James is a sports utopia. There is something for everyone. The complex houses, multiple state-of-the-art indoor venues. They got two regulation-sized ice rinks, okay? A turf field house, gymnastics center. Is that it? No, there's even an Olympic-sized pool. They offer training and instruction, competitive leagues and teams in more than 20 sports. Think of all the sports you can think of. Write them down if you have to. Can you get to 20? I probably couldn't, but they got them. Fall registration is opened. You have a kid learn how to skate. There's middle school leagues with Team Durant, their competitive basketball team. There is something for everyone there. The Premium Health Club, if you want to be like me and try to be a little bit less pudgy. Top of the line equipment and weights. Dedicated personal trainers to help you achieve your body goals. Every new member gets two complimentary health assessments with a personal trainer. So much under one roof. You got to see it to believe it. Just visit thestjames.com to learn more and schedule a tour. That's thestjames.com. The St. James, welcome to your best.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't stop coughing and Danny's tire had a nail in it. And yet, nothing matters.
We're fine. So the morning that we're going to leave, I come into the show. I was planning on driving to the airport and parking, do the normal stuff. And I get the boom. And I'm like, why? What is that? Please tell me everything's fine. And it's like, your tire pressure in your back left tire is low. Up yours. That's not what the car said, but it could have said
it
that.
It could have said it.
That's basically what it was saying to me. And so I do this, initiate this whole Geico roadside situation. We get it towed to a tire place. The initial diagnosis is, no, nothing's wrong, just atmosphere. And I'm like, come on. I wasted all this energy and effort for that. Now I just found out. Just now got the diagnosis. There's a nail in that SOB, but I'm fine. I'm in Houston going to a World Series game tonight where the Nats are up one game to none.
Gerrit Cole pitching, leading after one inning. The Astros hadn't lost all year. Then they met Juan Soto in the Nationals. One game to nothing right now. The World Series lead for your Nats. We are live in Houston, presented by your DC BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington DC BMW Center. Or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Pete just told us in the break that Steven Strasburg, who's plus 170 tonight, is a bigger underdog in a pitching matchup than he has been at any point in his entire career.
That surprises me. Now, there have to be some external factors that I'm not necessarily aware of. Thalmy was telling us during the break what some of those may be, but
Vegas seems crazy to me. Vegas doesn't think the Astros are losing two games at home, period.
I get that.
They don't think that the Nats are going back to D.C. up 2-0 in the World Series, and a lot of people in the ballpark last night didn't think they'd be up 1-0 either. At some point, we got to talk about Juan Soto being incredible. In fact, we could just name the segment on the podcast, Juan Soto is Incredible. But before we get back to the phones really quickly, I want to talk Davey Martinez pitching decisions. Scherzer going 5 out after 112, I thought was, all that was a no-brainer. You let him go until he can't anymore. He was really impressive as a just gutsy, I don't have it, but they're only going to score 2 runs and they're not going to score after the first inning. I'm going to hang 4 zeros with my 6th best stuff.
His last pitch, or his last at bat, to get to 112 pitches was striking out a guy that hasn't struck out all postseason in Yuri Gurriel. Right. I mean, just to give you an idea.
Not just this postseason. He hasn't struck out in 44, whatever it was at the time. I think it was close to 50. Like, plate appearances in the playoffs.
Yeah, approaching straight. 50.
I mean, he doesn't do that. And Scherzer put him away, so that was cool. Needed that. Davey in the 6th inning goes to Patrick Corbin. I loved it. Throw your rules out the window. Those Matt Williams press conferences and Dusty Baker press conferences. Why'd you do what you did? Have you watched us all year? This is how we do this. This is not all year. This is not April, and it's probably not May or June either, and I don't think it's July, and it's certainly not August or September. I need you to be a different manager than you were all year long and have more urgency. Those other guys weren't able to do that, and it's a big reason why the team never got out of the division series. Davey all playoff long has managed this thing like it is the World Series. And so I jokingly last night on Twitter said, Davey Martinez is managing like it's the World Series? Question mark. I mean, he goes and he gets Patrick Corbin, and Corbin comes in, and he had his slider, and he got 2 strikeouts. He faces 4 batters, and he gave up a single. I mean, because every hit in the World Series feels like a rally starter, and because every runner getting on base feels like maybe a team's got something brewing, it wasn't the most comfortable inning ever, but he was really good. He threw about 20 pitches. To me, he should have come back out in the 7th. I was very surprised that he didn't. I'm sure they had a plan beforehand where they didn't want him to throw more than, say, 25 or 30 pitches because they want him to start in game 4. But the reason you went to Corbin in the 6th inning is because you were practicing what you preached all playoffs, which is, I'm going to manage to win today, not worry about tomorrow, or in this case, game 4. So finish that thought. Put Corbin back out there for the 7th.
Yeah.
They elected not to. And they went to the underbelly of this bullpen, Tanner Rainey, and it didn't quite work out.
So Rizzo this morning on the Junkies, and we were in transit over here to our station in Houston, but said that it what Corbin did throwing 21 pitches does not rule him out to start game 3. Now, I think it probably does. I think he's going to end up starting game 4, but it's a luxury you have that, how much worse are you really starting Anibal Sanchez in game 3 versus game 4 just to make sure you put this one in your pocket? So for me, I'm going, if he's starting game 4 anyway, him throwing 40 pitches 3 days before he's going to start is not that big a deal. I would have kept him out to start the inning. We were in the box. Bob Carpenter was there. Dave and Charlie, you and me, we're all kind of kicking this around between innings going, well, obviously it's Corbin, right? It's obviously Corbin as Rainey was getting loose. And if Corbin had gotten into trouble, then I'd go to Rainey, right? If there's a matchup or two that's coming up that you like. But I was a little bit surprised. I mean, here's what I don't love is, well, that was our plan. Got to manage the moment a little bit. You know what I mean? Just seeing how that slider was sharp. Fastball command wasn't really there for Corbin in that first inning, as it sometimes tends to not be in his first inning of work. But he gets the couple strikeouts, gets the guys out of the zone with that slider, including a big 3-2 pitch. To me, I'm going, I need to make sure that in a game that I got 5 runs against Gerrit Cole, I got to have this one. I went from, hey, let's see what happens. Let's throw the ball out there and see if Max Scherzer can go deep. Well, I got 5 runs off Cole, and I got a 3-run lead in the 7th inning. I've got to nail this one down. I'll worry about game three or game four time. I'll do best available. That, to me, I kind of wish that it said, you know what? I know what our plan is, but Corbin found it. Let's bring him out there for the 7th.
Yeah, I think it was, you can't call it a no-brainer. It's a brainer.
It's a brainer.
But I think it was a fairly easy decision. I was very surprised that Martinez went Rainey. And you'll hear from Tanner Rainey, who I caught up with in the clubhouse last night, later on in the show today. But he gives up the home run to Springer.
And I'm kind of going, no big deal. That 99 inside corner, tip your cap, right?
I guess. I mean, to me, that's a momentum creating moment.
Yeah.
So it was a deal to me, but it happened, and you still have a 2-run lead, and you can figure this thing out. What I didn't like about the matchup was Rainey's velocity against some of the best fastball hitters in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the lineup craves on the fastball. And if you're not locating, you're in trouble. He's also not the kind of guy that's going to pitch off of his slider. So you get the strikeout of Altuve, which was huge. And then he walks back-to-back batters. And I was very shocked he got to face Alex Bregman. I think the worst thing, maybe the best thing that could have happened there was walking him, honestly. I expected the worst a couple times, particularly when he fell behind. He's throwing 3-1 fastballs.
Well, Bregman fouled one off, and I thought, tie game. I think it was a 3-1 pitch. I may be wrong about that. But you know the pitch I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Fastball, Bregman is on it, fouls it away, and I went, we got away with one right there.
He took it. It was fastball away on the outside corner, 3-1.
Oh, you may be right, yeah.
And it goes 3-2. And you're right. I mean, you and I both looked at each other right before the pitch and said, this is the one. You know, if it happens, it happens
now. It happens right here.
As much as I didn't like going to Rainey there, I thought Martinez going and getting his closer in the seventh to extinguish the fire with Hudson was everything that managing in the playoffs is about. And as far as I'm concerned, it worked out in the end. He wins, so it doesn't matter, but it got him off the hook. Like, he made three big decisions. Two of them I thought were really good, and one I don't understand. And you could call it bad, I guess, or just I need some explanation that I haven't gotten yet on that.
Yeah, some baseball people I saw were crushing it. I kind of went, I don't know if I crushed this. I wish it was on the egregiousness scale, right? Of like, for example, this is not taking Max Scherzer and going the same as Solis and having a dugout celebrate.
No, this isn't Dusty Bed, but
it's not that.
I hated it. I mean, I really hated it. Okay. I hated it.
I didn't like it. That's how far I would go.
So one is, I have no feeling either way. Like, okay. Perfectly reasonable to like whatever.
10 and is tantrum.
10 is I'm going to break something. It was probably like a 6.5 for okay. me. Something like that.
I would say I was at a 4.5 going, I wish they'd stay with Corbin there.
I thought going to Corbin was a 9.
100%.
And going to Hudson was a 10.
We agree there.
So those two things, it makes it all kind of worth it. Red October's on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit our showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. You're listening to Grant and Danny. We are taking your calls at 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on Game 1, Davey, next right here on G&D.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from Houston, Grant and Danny out and about and on the road, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. You can lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. We are taking your calls as they're coming in. Be patient with us. Everyone's getting on the show today who calls in to discuss these Nationals. We're mowing through your thoughts at 800-636-1067. We've got a full preview and some analysis of the pitchers. Verlander, Strasburg going in Game 2 tonight. Plus, we'll get back to our pick to click and update you because one of the four of us
has a lot of points.
Running away with things after Juan Soto carried them to the early lead last night. But right now on the Mattress Warehouse hotline, one of our buddies and regulars wanted to hop on the show to talk a little Nats and some hockey today. Carl Hagelin, presented by FH for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. The Caps were getting a win while the Nats were getting a win last night. Carl, let's actually start, though, with the Nats up 1-0 in the World Series. We talked to you about how much you guys have been supporting this team. I saw on the little name cards, even on the road, in your locker room last night, you guys all had curly W's. How were you able to get the score? Like, how quickly after you guys got off the ice were people checking to see what had happened?
Well, right away. We had a TV in the locker room when we got off the ice, and we were able to watch the last inning. And it was pretty neat to see him get that first win. We were pumped up about our win, and then we got even more pumped up when we saw the Nats get their win.
When you guys are watching that last inning, is it like a sports bar vibe where they're screaming and high-fiving and cheering, or is it just kind of dudes quietly getting dressed and, like, talking to the media? What was the scene like?
It was, you know, once they won, it was more of a, you know, bar style watching the game. But I think before, guys were trying to hurry up to get on the bus to get out of Calgary as well and talk to the media. So it was, I would say, it was a little bit of a mix. But that, you know, that last pitch, we're all standing there together, watching and cheering and rooting on for the, you know, for the Nats.
Carl Hagelin with us here, joins us every week on Grant and Danny. You guys scored 5 goals again. That's kind of what you do. 3 straight games, you guys have put 5 goals on the board, and now 4 straight wins, which is obviously a wonderful thing as you guys are on this long road trip. But is something like watching the Nationals or I don't know, just these kinds of road trips, especially early in the season, is that a great bonding type thing for you guys to kind of, with so many new faces on this Capitals club, and it's not as if you're an old head, you came last year. Is that a way for you guys to kind of come together a little bit?
I think it's great. I think early on, I've been fortunate to have this type of road trip early on a lot of times during my career, going out west in Canada, and I think it's great just to, you know, for the camaraderie, hang out with the boys, and especially now with the Nats going on a run here. It's, you know, it brings our team together. It's like you said, early on in the year, it's important to get together with all the guys and, you know, become a team. It's with so many new faces, you definitely need it. Everyone needs to feel included and feel comfortable, and you know, guys making fun of each other, that's a big part of it, you know, becoming a good team, becoming a team where you want to do everything you can for the guy next to you. And like you said, it's a great thing to do early on in the year to get one of these road trips in.
Carl, you guys got a 5-3 win in Calgary against the Flames last night. John Carlson scored a couple times, Ovi scored, Tom Wilson, Chandler Stephenson, all tickle and twine. For people that were locked in on the Nats, give a couple thoughts and just kind of a little recap of how last night's game went in Calgary.
Well, I think they lost a couple of games before that, so we knew they were going to come out hard, which they did. We weathered the storm, especially with Holtz playing great in that. And then after that, slowly we started taking over. Got a couple of goals there early in the second, and then after that, obviously they found a way to get back in the game, and then it looked like Backett just took it upon himself that one shift, won a couple of battles, skated hard and traded 2-1, and, you know, made a great pass to O to make it 3-2. And after that, I think we controlled the game pretty good.
Right now, it feels like the power play is on the verge, right, of starting to click a little bit. Do you get that same sense just watching it from the seat that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think the power play is always dangerous. It's just a matter of, you know, keep getting those shots. Sooner or later, it's going to go in. I think they've been good. I mean, they scored against Chicago. They'll keep scoring for us. I said it before. I'm never worried about our power play. They know what to do, and they've done it for such a long time. And I know myself, just killing against that power play, that it's tough. There's so many options, so you can't really take all those options away. You got to leave either Oshie for a one timer in the slot, or O for his Patton and one timer from the left side, or Johnny Carlson from the top. So it's we definitely have a lot of good looks.
Carl Hagelin on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. John Carlson has 20 points, 3 more than Connor McDavid, who you guys play tomorrow, and David Pastrnak, the Pasta Man in Boston. It's just been crazy. You're getting ready though to take on Edmonton. And you get to play Connor McDavid again, who's one of the best on the planet. He's no John Carlson, though. I mean, he's looking up at Carly in the point standings.
Yeah, you're right. I think Carly's he's feeling great right now. He's looking good right now as well. So it's it's fun to watch. Watch him go to work right now. He's great offensively and defensively. He's making plays. He's a great passer with a great shot. So he's hard to contain. I mean, like I said before, he's done a lot of it 5-on-5, which is pretty cool too. So we're going to need him to continue doing this. It's like I said, it's a huge part of our team, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Carl, do you guys get in time that you'll be kind of relaxed and able to go out to dinner or post up and watch the game tonight, game World Series, or will the schedule not align?
No, we're already in. We're in Edmonton, so we'll go out and watch the game tonight somewhere or in the hotel rooms. whatever. We might even have a room at the hotel. I'm not sure yet. So we'll definitely be watching it. We'll be cheering the boys on.
Awesome, buddy. It's one of the cooler things, and I'm telling you, DC sports fans, eat this stuff up. I'm glad that it's genuine, it's real. Also glad you guys have ripped off four straight wins, and I'm sure you guys will score five goals tomorrow night against Edmonton because that's what the Capitals do. Appreciate it, Carl. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
And also, I do have an idea. Maybe it's just like a terrible bit, and you could tell us it's a terrible idea if you want. I think sometime when we do this, you should come in studio, and the three of us should eat cups of Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
I like that.
Let's do that.
That wasn't like that enthusiastic a response, Carl, but I believed him.
Yeah,
I believed you.
I'm
down. As long as you make good Swedish meatballs, that's all I'm asking. Or if you go to IKEA to pick them up. One of the two.
Okay, yeah, we'll go to IKEA.
Nice.
We'll get like a bucket, and then we'll just eat them while we talk about hockey.
Sounds good, guys.
Bucket. All love right. It.
Carl Hagelin's a stud.
See you, pal.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I said this last week, and I'll say it again. CK, you got it right.
Next, boss.
Yeah, we have done this the last couple of years with various Capitals. Carl Hagelin, very good on the radio, which we enjoy. Grant and Danny on the Fan. In lieu of a double play, let's just bang out some Nats calls next. I don't know if you guys have heard, but they're in the World Series, and they're leading by a game in Houston. Red October on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. You can visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today. Good to hear from Carl Hagelin. The Caps love the Nats just as much as you guys do. He was presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, also electrical. Home of 83 or it's free. FH Fur will clear any slower cog drain for just $83. If they can't do it, it's free. Details at FHFur.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
There is a video on Twitter that was posted by Johnny DePuglia, who runs the Nationals international amateur side of things, helps them to sign players in the Dominican and scout some of the best players in Latin America. The video is of what seems to be dozens of the Nationals in their Dominican Youth Baseball Academy, who are teenagers, somewhere between 16 and probably 18, 19 years old. And they're watching the Nats game on what looks to be like a small 20-inch TV. And they are jumping around. I would say like kids, but most of them are kids. When Juan Soto hits his double and he's at second base, and they are going nuts. Some of them probably know Soto. Some of them trying to follow in his footsteps. All of them know what he's gone through to get from the Dominican to the United States, to the big leagues. It's just an amazing video. I retweeted it a few minutes ago at Grant H. Paulson if you want to check it out.
I did as well earlier. I saw it at Funny Danny. You're just reminded that this is an organization is not just the 25 guys that are on the field. You know, it's not just a bullpen arm or it's not just a coach. There's an entire pyramid of where you've got prospects, you've got kids, you've got scouts. And that's why Mike Rizzo, I think graciously and correctly, every time he gets a chance in front of a microphone, says, you know, this is not just for the guys here. It's for the guys that you'll never see.
Do your Rizzo impression.
It's not just for these guys, Johnny DePuglia and Mark Scalaba and the Boones. Like all the guys, he loves telling
you. Scalaba.
He loves telling about all the different people that.
Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah, that you never actually would encounter or, you know, have their face at a podium. An organization is really everything down there. It's the, you know, the Dominican pipeline. It's the amateur draft. It's all the different things that build up to having 25 guys that can win you a game.
Can you give me a, this is about our advanced scout, Jim Cuthbert. Can you give me one of those?
This is about Jim Cuthbert and all our advanced scouts that do so much work. They do so much work.
They've done a lot of good work. The Nats are winning ball games in the World Series. We're live in Houston, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. 800-636-1067. To the phones we go. Chris is in Alexandria. What's up, Chris?
AJD, first time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate
you, pal. Thank you.
Yeah, wanted to defend the move to Rainey in the sixth there, in the seventh. Sorry, I think there are two arguments to make. One is taking Corbin out, and that's really to save him, like you guys said, for game four, and then bringing Rainey in. I think most media outlets were talking about how he's the big X factor in this whole series. And really want to talk about how when really do you bring him in into a high leverage situation when you
your phone's a little rough. I'm going to jump in. I appreciate the call and hopefully you make another one. Sorry, the phone was hard. I actually like the point and I think it's a good one. That is the argument. He is vital in this series. Yesterday, we went back and forth about some of the most important X factors in the whole series.
That's right.
One of the first guys we named was Rainey. And the reason for that is, at some point, he's going to have to throw a seventh inning. Yesterday, you led by three runs. Maybe that's the soft landing spot, so to speak. That is the argument. Again, I happen to think I got to manage to win this game today. The other way of saying, at some point, he's going to have to. Let's do it now. You're thinking long. You're thinking seven-game series. I think you manage each of these things for this next inning. How do I get a zero on the board and hope to bust the game open after that? Let's go to Mike, who's in Bethesda, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening? You know, we've talked a lot about how Victor Robles is, you know, borderline gold glove center fielder. But, man, last night he looked like he was having a lot of trouble picking up the balls. And Soto was all over it. Soto had great breaks on virtually every ball hit to him, and I thought he did an awesome job in left field, but Robles really made me nervous on a lot of plays, not just the one that dropped in front of him, but there were a couple where he's just like running all over the place out there.
There was a ball, thanks for the call, that he caught in center, Danny, and I turned around to you and I said, this is an adventure with him today.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
It was weird. Maybe he had just bad reads, you know, wasn't seeing the ball well, like the caller said. I don't know.
So the play that he threw to first base on a tag up, it still, I don't know that I've been
tough.
More apoplectic.
Yeah.
But that was, I think, kind of case in point here. Not a great jump, running around like a sky's, like Chicken Little with the skies falling around him, ultimately settles under it, makes the catch, and sort of isn't clear on where to go, and he lets loose a laser beam to first base so that Tucker sort of trots casually in the second.
Made no sense.
Just a bizarre play all around. Like, he should have been, he's so good, you'd expect him to be there, to be camped, plenty of time to set up for a strong throw to second.
What I hated about it for him, really, is he's so great defensively. This is the first time he's had the whole kind of world's eyeballs on him. And this is a guy that is going to win a gold glove. Maybe should win one this year, and nobody knows that, and it just wasn't a good look for him last night. George in Martinsburg, online too. How are you? Thanks for the ring.
Oh, I'm good, boys. How are you?
Pretty awesome,
great,
man.
Thanks.
Hey, I heard Danny earlier talk about how he thought the Ryan Zimmerman home run reminded him of Rocky IV. Well, now, over at the ring, when he knocked him down, Rocky's getting up, and it's like, I've got to kill this guy to beat him.
Yeah, and he
That's
slumped his shoulders.
That's what the Nationals reminded me of.
He It's a great pull, and it's honestly one of the defining moments
the
of the series
of these playoffs.
Yeah, you know, where what do I have to do? It's the look on the face of Apollo Creed in that moment. And I know we're breaking down fiction when it relates, but honestly, it sort of fits here. There's a look of disbelief, of shoulder slumping, right? Where it's like, oh, again. And it feels, and it's awesome. That's a great pull.
Gary out in Olney on G&D. How's Olney today with the Nats up 1-0 in the World Series?
Oh, I'm doing great. And Green and Danny, thanks for taking my call. I'm looking to my game on Friday night. Here's a quick one for you. I think the key play of the game, and there's been a lot, was Trey Turner stopping that hit. I believe it was in the seventh inning. That would have tied the game up. And that's, I think a lot of people are overlooking that. And there was a lot of great plays, but that one really stood out for me. I liked your thoughts on it.
I actually got a text during the show from Mike Wise, who used to host a show on this station. And he said the same thing. He said, you know, you're talking about little plays. I hadn't even thought about that until you'd mentioned it and he texted it. But it was a fairly routine play, I think, for Trey Turner to get to that ball. There are certainly shortstops in baseball maybe that boot that. Backhanded, sliding, you know, where you kick that into the outfield, it squirts away, and someone can get home. But that was massive because then it kept the bases loaded, and the next batter, Alvarez, struck out to strand three.
So he makes an ill-advised throw to second that thankfully didn't go awry because that would have changed some things, but he did make a great play to get to that ball. And that's kind of what you're doing, especially with two outs, runners in scoring position. It's not necessarily about getting an out. It's about making them get an extra hit. You try to knock everything down, and he made a great play. Great jump on the ball to get there.
And then Daniel Hudson, one of the biggest spots of the game. Dude has basketballs in those baseball pants.
Yeah, he does.
I'm coming at you. I'm throwing 97.
Here it is.
Good luck.
Enjoy yourself.
The ODU product in Virginia Beach native. Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny. We can turn the page to game two as we continue. In the back half of the show today on the back nine, if you'd like. There are a couple lines open for the first time. Give us a shout at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067 as we discuss the Nats Red October presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland or online at PVIPVI.com today. Grant and Danny with your Blitz next.
My dudes over at Ted Burt Ford are celebrating 60 years in business. 60 years of doing it the right way. 60 years of going above and beyond the competition to make you happy. I'm a three-time Ted Burt Ford customer. That's right. Three different times I've gotten cars from Ted Burt Ford, and I loved it every time. A couple years ago, the lady wife and I were shopping around for SUVs. We decided, well, let's go and see what Ted Burt Ford's got to offer, right? We met with a great sales associate, tried the Escape, tried the Explorer, settled on that Edge. Couldn't believe the price, couldn't believe the buying experience. And I said to her on the way home, I said, wife, when it's my time to get a car next year, I'm going right back to Ted Burt Ford. They won my business. And that's how they've done it for 60 years. Let them give you the same experience that they gave to me. And when you buy from Ted Burt Ford, a little something called Confidence for Life. That's Ted Burt for Life. Powertrain, service loaners, battery replacement, windshield repair, nitro tire fill, and I think this is awesome, complimentary Virginia State inspection, all for life of the vehicle. You got to go experience what I have. Fairfax, Chantilly, clickawaytemperate.com, and when you go, just tell them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.